My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 61. Hello, my friends. On every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, mostly creative writing, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Every week, I like to start off the episode by telling you what I've been up to since I last spoke to you in the previous episode. And this week was a holiday week in the United States, where I live and work. And so I had a little pressure to get caught up on client stuff before the long weekend hit. I have things I do in particular for my podcasting clients that they have to happen every week, just like this podcast comes out every week. My clients have podcasts that come out every week, or in one case, every 2 to 3 days. So I needed to push kind of hard at the beginning of the week to make sure that I was caught up and ahead so that I could relax on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Today, by the way, as I record this, is Saturday, November 26th, 2022, here at the Lush and Lavish studios of MWS Media in Southern California. Anyway, so I didn't do a whole lot of writing this week. Most of my time that wasn't spent doing things for clients was working on the upgrade to my member community. I hinted at this in the last couple of episodes, hinted strongly at it in the previous episode, Sonatotum 60, which, just like any Sonatotum episode, you can find wherever you find your podcasts. And so this week, I knew that I wanted to talk and kind of announce the changes to my member community of patrons and supporters. I knew I wanted to announce that in this episode. So I needed to make some changes and set some things up. And I was able to do that. A lot of that involved adding considerable amounts of content to my website over there at mattselznick.com that would be only available to my patrons, to the members in the community. The other thing I needed to do was change the way that the member community worked. And so here's what I've done. Previously, since I relaunched my member community, my patron community, which you can find at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron, or you can go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick. So what I used to have going on there was several different tiers of patronage. In other words, different levels of access and special content and bonuses, depending on how much one pledged the level of one's patronage each month. And just for folks who aren't aware by now of what I'm talking about, a patron community is, in general, a group of people who each contribute a small amount to help support an individual creator's overall creative endeavors. Specifically, when we're talking about my patrons, these folks, they support the podcast, they support the community that I provide for them, and they get access to lots of special content and early bird things and all kinds of perks, which we'll get into a little bit later in the show. Now, previously, I had things set up so that one could become a patron for anything from $3 a month all the way up to $20 a month. And well, let's just say the adoption was limited. I've kind of been stuck at 4 patrons, just 4 patrons since June of this year, when I, like I said, I relaunched the Patreon community. Now, I know this is disproportionate to the number of people who are actually in my community of friends and fans. There are a couple hundred people on the mailing list, and there are, again, another small but consistent community of about 30 people or so who listen to this podcast on a regular basis. Hello to, especially to you 30 or so folks in the United States and the UK and Germany. And Spain, too, is in there. Hi. So there's... Oh, and let's not even talk about my social media community of thousands. But, you know, there's varying degrees of commitment when one, and engagement when one calls it something a community. I consider my patrons to be really the ones who are really, really... committed to not just my creative endeavors, but to the idea behind a community of writing and reading and creating peers who are probably creators in their own right, but who also enjoy either what I have to say about the subject in this podcast or over on my blog, Scribtotum at mattselznick.com. Or they're fans of my writing and my music and my other creative endeavors. Members of the patron member community, they're kind of at that middle, the point where all the balloons on the Venn diagram overlap, all the circles overlap. Creators, mostly writers, who also enjoy my writing, who also enjoy or find value in what I offer in this podcast and in my articles, and who just want to be part of it. Anyway, previously, you could become a patron for $3, $5, $10, or $20 a month. And only a handful of people took me up on that. And I realized one of the fundamental things that I teach my clients when they're trying to build their communities of readers and fans and friends: provide incredible value. Have a low barrier to entry. It's better to get more people for, let's say, less revenue per person than it is to have a handful of people who might be paying you a lot each month. And so, to that end, because I want this member community to truly be a community where we are all engaged in helping each other benefit from our collective knowledge and skill and experience when it comes to making stuff, especially writing. Because I want this to be a true community, a community needs people. And so I have greatly simplified the patron pledge tiers. There used to be four. Now there's one. And that one tier includes pretty much every darn thing that I offered all four previous tiers, all the way up to that $20 level. So now one can become a patron for only $5 a month and get the whole shebang. Not only do you get the uncut, unedited version of every podcast episode as it comes out, usually that's a quarter to a third more content than what ends up in the publicly released version of the podcast. And at least in the early stages, your pledge of $5 a month really goes toward offsetting the cost in time and money that it takes to produce this podcast. It takes me about 4 to 6 hours every weekend from pressing record to pressing publish to get one of these episodes out. And of course, there's the cost of the server and the tools that I use. And you know, I mentioned a lot of the software tools and services that I use in the previous episode, Sonatotum 60. All that stuff, well, most of that stuff costs money to maintain. It certainly costs money to maintain the server that delivers this podcast to you and delivers my website. And it's all connected. Anyway. So that's one of the first primary things that one gets as a patron, the uncut, unedited podcast episodes. And that's the most consistent benefit, you know, because the podcast comes out every single week. The other thing we get as members of this community is there is a dedicated chat server where we can hang out, all of us fellow writers and other creators, And what I really see that as being is a safe place where we can explore making stuff, especially writing, finding success as we each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. The mission of this show, right? I've set up a chat server using the Discord platform, very popular, simple to use platform that has software that you can set up on your computer or on your phone or tablet. And that chat server has different little rooms. You may be familiar with something like this already. If you're in a group on Facebook, it's kind of similar to that, except you don't have to deal with Facebook and everything is searchable and you can thread conversations, meaning you don't have to wade through a bunch of other stuff to just find the stuff that you're looking for. And there are dedicated little sub-channels on that chat server. What I foresee that being is not just a place where we can all kind of hang out and chat, but a place, again, where we can help each other, where you can come to me and the other members of the community with your questions about writing, with your questions about being a creator in this digital age, this conversation age, and just finding support with each other. I have my phone and my computer, both my desktop and my laptop, set up that I get notified every time somebody posts in that room, on that chat server, and I will be there for you and with you. Now, of course, at this stage, it's very quiet. Like I said, community requires people. So don't expect a lot of activity there right away. But on the other hand, this is your chance to say, hey, I was there in the beginning, to be really, you know, what do they call it? The OG? The GOAT OG credentials that you could have just by being there now in the early stages. And honestly, by becoming a patron now and pledging early and being part of this community early days, honestly, you're going to have a chance to shape what that community does and is. Because I want it to be a place that's of value to you. I want your $5 a month to go far in tangible and intangible ways. So you get access to the exclusive private member chat. You get access to the uncut, unedited editions of every episode of this podcast, not only as they come out, but all the previous ones too. Access to the podcast going way back. You also get, every month, we're going to hang out in a live group video chat where we can talk about whatever you want. You get to choose the topic. You can pick my brain for advice on writing or indie publishing or world building or podcasting or anything related to do-it-yourself, independent creative endeavors, my books, my story worlds. We can talk about movies, books we love, whatever. You get to decide. We can be face-to-face in a small, intimate, monthly live video group chat. And that's once a month. And that's not even counting sort of all of the other times that we're going to be hanging out in the chat server, just talking to each other via text and sometimes via voice, if you like. Something else that is my way of giving back and acknowledging you as a patron for $5 a month. You'll be recognized by name and, when possible, by likeness, if you are willing to shoot me a photograph. And also a website link back to your site, so that I can, you know, deliver a little bit of traffic to you and get people's attention on you. You'll be listed on the member community page on my website over there at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. I will also mention you in every single episode of this podcast with a thank you. And you will be in the acknowledgement section of every work of fiction and nonfiction I release for the entirety of time that your patronage is active. So every time I do make something that gets released to the world, I'm going to make sure that you are acknowledged on the acknowledgement page there. So speaking of things that I release into the world, you will get any digital product that I release during the duration of your active patronage. Any digital product. So that's ebooks, audiobooks, music, PDFs suitable for printing and framing. Basically, if it's made of bits and bytes, I'm going to get it to you as soon as it's made. And in fact, in most cases, before it's available for the, to the rest of the world. Now, speaking of things that I make, as much as possible, I am going to provide you with behind the scenes access to the creative endeavors that I'm in the middle of. So that means notes and sketches and snippets and fragments and outlines and mind maps and everything that I kind of do adjacent to the actual creation of stories and songs and whatnot. And I do a lot of sort of side work and prep work and thinking that takes tangible form. I'm going to share that with you. And we can talk about it in the chat channels and maybe during the monthly video chat. Examples of this, I have been playing with an AI image generation program. Stable Diffusion is the one. It's open source. It's free. You can download it to your computer. And if you have a good enough graphics card on your computer, you can create these images that the AI cobbles together based on your text prompt. I've been using this to visualize some of the creatures in the Shaper's World story world. I've been playing with it in the last few days. And I'm going to share that with my patrons in the member community. There's four or five images that I think are really cool. And while they don't like literally represent the things that I'm creating for Shaper's World, the story world that includes Light of the Outsider and the Perfumed Air at Kwanatag Bay and my work in progress novel, Shadow of the Outsider, these images aren't meant to be exactly what they represent, but the AI comes up with is helping me kind of visualize and think about how these creatures might actually be in ways that I got to be honest, I had not thought of in the past. It's a creative tool, a means to an end rather than the end result. So that's one example of something that I would be sharing with you as behind the scenes access that you get. Also, and this is kind of a big deal, and I have to admit, I'm a little nervous about it. I am providing my patrons with access to my works in progress. And what that means is any day that I create, for example, first draft manuscript pages for my work in progress novel, Shadow of the Outsider, any day that I actually add to that, any day that the work progresses, in other words, I upload that and I share it with you. I mean, it's the ultimate, well, almost the ultimate spoiler. I'm going to get to what kind of the ultimate spoiler is in a second. You get to see the work before anyone else in a form that no one else will see. No one outside of our community gets to see this. Until now, no one but me has seen this stuff. You'll get to see what I'm creating, warts and all, defects and all, raw, unedited, uncensored, much like the version of the podcast you get. And you'll be able to watch as the days and weeks go by, as whatever my current work in progress is, as it takes shape. Like I said, I'm a little nervous about sharing all that with you, but at the same time, I've realized that it doesn't do me any good to be too precious about it, you know, and if I'm going to share it with anybody, it should be my member patrons, the people in the member community, the fellow readers and writers and creators in that community. Now, the other thing that I am a bit nervous about, and it's really in the weeds, behind the scenes, behind the curtain access. I have maintained a wiki, a knowledge base, basically, related to my story worlds and other mostly written creative work. And I've kept that kind of to myself. But I have just finished migrating it all to a special gated members only section of my website over there at mattselznick.com. And as a patron for $5 a month, I'm opening that to you. You'll get to see, I mean, it's where all the secrets live. It's my sort of knowledge dump for my story worlds. And I'm going to put everything there because it's where I go to remind myself of things, to keep track of details in the story worlds. And you'll get to see that grow And I'm going to try to add to that at least on a weekly basis, another short entry or addition to an entry on a weekly basis. Speaking of weekly, longtime listeners know that I offer free serial fiction to the members of my mailing list, which you can join over there at mattselznick.com/join-the-community. The mailing list subscribers, as a thank you for being on the mailing list, every week they get a new installment of Hazy Days and Cloudy Nights, How It All Got Started. It's a fiction serial set in my Sovereign era story world, which is the same setting as my first two novels, Brave Men Run and Pilgrimage, and a couple of my short stories and a few other works. My mailing list subscribers get a new installment every single week, and I have made those installments also available to my member community, my patrons. So you don't have to go through your email to read these. All of the installments are there in, just like the wiki, behind a gated area of my website that is only available to my patrons. So gosh, have I mentioned everything? The member chat, the uncut, unedited edition of this podcast, the monthly live video group chat, the exclusive wiki, the serial fiction, the credit and acknowledgement in the podcast and on the website and in everything I make digitally, ebooks, audiobooks, and other digital products, behind the scenes access, and access to my works in progress. Finally, as a member of the community, as a patron for your $5 a month, that, believe it or not, helps me in so many ways, but also goes toward building this community and helping you. You'll have patron-only discounts on my services. Remember, if you don't already know, my day job is as a creative services provider. I work with authors and new writers, unpublished writers, published writers, podcasters, all kinds of creative folks, helping them bring their creative endeavors to fruition, to market, and to an audience. It's what I do for a living. And so because you are a patron, I want you to have access to that in a way that that no one else does. So there will be discounts available to you. You can find out more about my services by going to mattselznick.com/services. And you can see, you know, the offerings that I have. And if anything looks like it might be of interest to you, whether or you are a patron or not, reach out. But patrons, for $5 a month, members of what I'm calling the multiversalists, you'll get a discount on those services. Phew. I know, it's a lot. And I want to emphasize that, yes, your $5 a month is going to make a difference to me collectively as this patron community grows. But my main objective here is to build a community that's of value to all of us. So if you already find value in this podcast and you're not already a patron, I hope you'll consider going to mattselznick.com/b-a-patron and pledging $5 a month. Of that $5, by the way, after the patron platform Patreon takes their cut and the payment processing platform takes their cut, your $5 ends up being about $4.16 to me. Now, what am I doing with that $4.16? What are the goals that I have associated with beyond creating this community for you and providing you with this access and the ebooks and audiobooks and anything else that I might make? Well, first and foremost, and by the way, you can read about all the perks and the goals that we're about to talk about. You can read about all of that stuff at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. And of course, the links to all of these things will be in the show notes for this episode, episode 61 of Sonatotum, which you can find at mattselznick.com. Just click on the podcast link at the top of the page and you'll see the podcasts there. If you're subscribed to Sonatotum in the podcast app of your choice, most of them will also include the show notes right there in your podcast app, and you can link out from there. So associated with your collective pledge, I have set up some goals, some things that we can work toward collectively. as the community grows, of course, the revenue grows, and it makes it possible for me to do more for the community, for this podcast, and so on and so forth. The very first thing, as soon as we hit 20 or more patrons per month, I will donate 10% of my net patron-derived revenue to a nonprofit called 826 National. Now, these guys are a top-rated nonprofit charity dedicated to helping young people become writers. They have resources and opportunities and education and guidance available. They have curriculum guides for teachers. Perhaps most neat is that they have real-world locations in several cities in the United States. Each location presents itself as a themed storefront, maybe a magic shop or a candy store or a comic book store. And in the back is a learning center where kids can come and be tutored and guided and advised on developing their own creative writing aspirations. The reason that I love 826 National is because, and I've talked about this before, and it's on my site in the About section, my mission is to add to the culture by telling stories and making things and by helping other people bring their creative endeavors to fruition and to the world. 826 National is literally creating new writers. They're adding raw material to the culture. And so I want to be able to support what they support. And so with your help, as soon as there are 20 of you in the member community, and every month that there are 20 or more of you in the member community, 10% of the revenue I get from your pledges will go to 826 National. So that's the very first goal. That's the thing we're shooting for right now. Right now there are 4 patrons, so I just need 16 of you. About half of the folks who listen to this podcast every week, if you join up as a patron, we'll hit that 20. And as soon as we do, we all together get to help create new young writers when I donate 10% of my net patron-derived revenue to 826 National. That's the big one, and it's the easiest one to meet. And, you know, whether we have 20 people in the community or 200 or 2,000, 10% of what you bring me every month will go to 826 National. Some other goals. When we hit 30 patrons, every other episode of this podcast will include an interview with a writer, an author, or other creator. And we'll talk about what they make, how they define success, and how they stay healthy and sane in the process. Sound familiar? Yeah. I've done interviews on Sonotone and in previous podcasts that I've run. It's been a while. It's been some time since I've done any interviews that have actually made it to the show. Interviews are a lot of work. You have to coordinate the time to sit down with someone, either remotely or in person. And then editing an interview is, wow, it's at least an order of magnitude more work than editing one of these shows where it's just me yakking at you by myself. So it's a lot of work. It's a lot of effort and it's a lot of time. And that's why I'm not going to do that until we have at least 30 people in the community pledging $5 a month. Once we hit that mark, once we stay at that mark, every month we're at that mark or more, every other episode of Sonototem will include an interview with another writer, author, or creator. When we hit 40 patrons per month or more, I'm going to launch the newsletter that I have planned for a long time. It's called Your Commonplace, and it features quotes, links to compelling articles, writing prompts, and other stuff that I've been collecting myself in my own personal commonplace book. What is a commonplace book? A commonplace book is, it's a common place for all your stuff that relates to your creativity. And for me, that's quotes and articles and things that I find. I do some reading almost every morning with my morning coffee from a wide range of blogs and newsletters and newspapers and magazines. And when I find something that sparks my interest and makes me think beyond the norm, I put it in my commonplace book. And I want to share that with folks because I believe that such a curated list if you're interested in philosophy and psychology and science and creativity and, did I say philosophy? Also philosophy and archaeology and history and science. I already said science, but all those things, as well as simply the creative urge itself, then you'll find value in your commonplace. But getting that newsletter off the ground, once again, it's going to take work. It's going to take time. So I'm not going to do it until we get at least 40 patrons in our member community that we're building here. And of course, once I launch your commonplace, that becomes one of your benefits. You'll get your commonplace, which will be a paid newsletter to the rest of the world. You'll get it as part of your existing pledge of $5 a month. Now, I know that I have driven it home ad nauseum that I want this member community to be a community. And I want us to be able to support ourselves, to raise each other up in our creative endeavors. And part of that, once we get to 60 patrons in the community, I'm going to feature one of you in a brief interview on the podcast. Probably, I mean, you know, we'll run through you an awful lot awfully quickly. So it's going to depend on how many of you there are who are active creators and not more just readers or fans, and how many of you have something to say, and how many of you are willing to come on the podcast, right? But I want to feature the community members on the podcast. I want to talk to you just like I might talk to some author or creator outside of the community on the show every other episode. I mean, you're there. You're in this community. I want to give you a voice as well and hopefully bring attention to your work and to what you're trying to do to the larger world. So that's, once we get to 60 patrons, that'll become a regular thing in the Sonitona podcast, in this podcast. When the patron community becomes 120 people or more, I will write and publish a short story and make it available in ebook, audiobook, and limited edition chapbook formats every month. Now, that's a lot of work, my friends. But you'll get new content from me on the regular. I will be pushed to create new fiction every month. It's going to be an exercise in consistency and commitment and organization and all the rest. We got to have at least 120 people in the community, and I'll write a new short story and publish it in ebook and audiobook formats and limited edition chapbook format. Now, you already know that as a patron, you're going to get the digital editions of those short stories. You're going to get the ebook. You're going to get the audiobook. You will also get a very deep discount on the chapbook as well, and it'll be autographed and personalized. What do I mean by chapbook? It's very simply a physical, tangible little booklet that I create myself, and I mean literally create myself, print it out, fold the pages, staple the pages, put it in an envelope, and mail it to you. Now, because there are, you know, costs involved, I cannot make that for free as part of your $5 per month pledge, but it's going to be damn near close to cost for you. And did I mention autographed and personalized too? So that's when we hit 120 people in the patron community. Long as we have 120 people each and every month, I will write and publish a short story and get it to you in ebook, audiobook, and limited edition chapbook formats. The ebook and audiobook will be yours automatically as part of your pledge of $5 a month, and you'll get a very deep discount on the physical, tangible chapbook that I send directly to you. Now, when we get to 240 or more monthly patrons, that's going to be just about enough, right around there, to cover the cost of doing business, the cost for me of being a creator, web hosting and servers, various recurring subscriptions to services and software, internet bills, and all that other various and sundry stuff that relates to maintaining my creative services and my creative endeavors. The goal here is I get to begin to shift my primary focus away from being paid by clients to being sustained by my creative works, including your patronage. And when we get to that point, I will swap out one workday for a creative day dedicated to making stuff for you and helping you make stuff. So at 240 or more monthly patrons, you will have covered my cost of doing business creatively, professionally, and I will dedicate one day a week just to you and to making more stuff for you. Now, can you even imagine 700 people in this member community? I mean, right now I'm talking to about 30 of you on the podcast. There's 4 of you in the member community. Can you imagine getting to 700 people? Of course you can. And listen, when that happens, your patronage is going to cover not just the cost of doing business, but also my rent and my utilities. You're going to take a huge pressure off of me, and I'll have more time, energy, and resources for making fiction, nonfiction, music, podcasts, and of course, more time available to support and grow the community. I talked about at 240 patrons how it'll be the beginning of me shifting to being a full-time creator. Well, when we hit 700, at that point, my creative services business, the thing that is my day job right now, that turns into a part-time job, and the majority of my time will be spent creating and helping you create. We need 700 patrons. I know, it seems like a long way away, but I'm going through each one of these so that you understand that this is a long-term thing. This is a long-term commitment. This community that we're going to build together, I have plans. I see it. I have goals for what we can do, but you know, it is. It's going to take some time, but these are the tangible benchmarks. These are the milestones that I've worked out. Now there's 2 more, and I thank you for listening to all of these. When we get to 1,200 people, and by the way, 1,200 people is about how many followers I have on Facebook right now. 1,200 people, all creators, folks who find value in this podcast and my other creative endeavors, 1,200 of you. I admit, I have a hard time imagining that many folks in the community. But when we get to that number, this will be my full-time job all day, every day, writing books, making music, producing podcasts, and helping you with your own creative endeavors through mentorship and instruction and any other thing I can think of through our member community. 1,200 of you. It's a long way away, but it is a goal that I see. And now the last one. You know, I almost as a joke, I refer to where I record as the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media. But really, honestly, it's just a corner of my, right now, it's a corner of my home office. In the past, it's been a corner of my living room. It's wherever I am that I can make something. Sometimes it's my car. Sometimes it's a park bench. But when we hit 2,400 patrons each and every month, I'm going to have a real lush and lavish studios of MWS Media. I will rent actual office space dedicated to creating resources and instruction for local and online creators. And of course, for my own writing, music, podcasts, and more, an actual place. And I'm inspired by this, by places that I have seen, little shop fronts, little warehouse spaces that are, you know, you've heard of maker spaces, perhaps, where people can come and rent 3D printers and things like that. Well, I've seen a few over the years that are designed for writers, places where people can come just to write or experience workshops or give workshops. That's something like what the lush and lavish studios of MWS Media will be. But we got to get to 2,400 patrons. So those are the goals. And honestly, you're not going to hear me talk about most of these higher goals very often. I want to get to 20 patrons every month. That's the first goal. That's the goal where we're able to donate 10% of your pledge to 826 National. We're at 4 people now. We need 16 more. There's about 30 of you listening. I think we can get there relatively soon. If you find value in what we're doing here, if you want to take a chance, $5 a month, the cost of a large flavored coffee, less than a fast food lunch every month, Take the chance, become a member of the member community. Go to mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. Join me in the chat server. Get your name up on the list of patrons that I present on the website. Everyone who pledges $5 or more per month gets acknowledged. I know this has been close to an hour of what might sound like me asking you for money. And of course, that is unavoidable. That's at the root of it. That's undeniable. The community doesn't exist without patrons who pledge $5 a month. There's nobody in that chat room without patrons who pledge $5 a month. Patrons who are interested in being part of a community. Patrons who are interested in supporting this podcast. Who find value in the hopefully transparent and honest, kind of raw, not just the sound of my voice as we continue talking here, but I try not to have too many barriers between you and me. I want there to be fewer. I want to get to know you. I want us to make things together. I want to be able to celebrate with you when you create what you are passionate about. And I mean, I'll be honest, I want to offset the cost and the effort and the time and the energy that goes into making things for you, like this podcast. So yeah, this episode has been a lot of that because it is what I did this week, was prepare this revamped patron community, member community. If you have the means, $5 a month or the equivalent in your local currency, and you feel moved to not just support this podcast, but join something that is away from social media, is away from the noise of Twitter. That's a private, safe space for all of us to share our aspirations and help each other. Then visit mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. And click to pledge $5 a month. Join the community. Just like the three $5 a month patrons, the multiversalists, who have already been such stalwart patrons. And those are J.C. Hutchins, Ted Leonhardt, and Chuck Anderson. I want to mention also, although I don't normally, and it's not part of their pledge level, but I want to mention someone who's been grandfathered in from very long ago, who, to be honest, may have forgotten that they are contributing $1 a month, something that's not even available anymore, and hasn't been for a long time. But they haven't unsubscribed, and they haven't asked to be taken off. So I'm going to give them a shout out today, just because they are one of the four who are in this community, even if they're not active. And I thank them for their patronage. And that's Zoe Cohen Lay. Thank you to you four. I hope that you four patrons appreciate and get into the new structure of the member community. Show up in the chat room now and again. I'll know you're there. Let me know what you want in the chat room. And how it might help you, how you might help your fellow community members, all five of us right now, right? Including myself. And for those of you who have not yet become patrons, I thank you for listening to this episode. I'm perhaps wildly optimistic about all of this, but it's what I want. It's what I want in the world. It's how I want to help you. And so, it's what I'm doing. In the next episode of Sonatotum, I want to talk about the way books are sold, in particular the very in-depth and in its own way restrictive, I think, system of taxonomy and categorization, and how that, while it's designed to help readers find the books and authors that they might enjoy, it also tends to silo readers so that they're only really exposed to, only really surrounded by the things that are very much like what they already know. And I want to talk a little bit about that, and it kind of intersects with my previous rants about how much I dislike the idea of genre classifications. But I will also have some ideas about how something different could be employed, and maybe even how some startups out there are trying to do something a little different. That'll be in the next Sonototum, which of course will be available anywhere you get your podcasts. Make sure you're subscribed wherever you get your podcasts to Sonototum with Matthew Wayne Selznick. And if you are a patron, if you pledge $5 a month or more at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron or patreon.com/mattselznick, you will, of course, get the uncut and unedited version of that episode and all the past episodes since, for quite some time now. And all the other perks and privileges that come with being a member of this community. Finally, because I mention this every single episode, at the end of every episode, as a reward for those of you who have listened all the way through to the end of the episode, don't forget that if you visit mattselznick.com/listener-love, you'll see some discounts on my services that I provide authors and other creators. Discounts that are only offered to you, the listener of Sonototum. And I mean, whether or not you opt to become a patron, whether or not you're on the mailing list, whatever, you just listened all the way through to the end of this episode. And so I want to offer you a discount on some of my offerings and services over there at mattselznick.com/listener-love. You'll want to check that link because the offers do change over time. And because I don't know when you're listening to this, it's better to just go to there. It's only for you. I don't list these discounts anywhere else. It's just for you as a thank you for being a listener to Sonototum. mattselznick.com/listener-love. Check it out. So yeah, next week, we talk about how people find books, why the way they find books might keep them from finding things they don't even know they might love, and some of my ideas on how to fix that. Between then and now, I want you to please consider joining at this early stage the member community that together you and I will build for just $5 a month at mattselznick.com/b-a-patron. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Thank you, and do take care.